Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center. We're going to recount the whole day. We'll each take a team and do it. We'll start to hear with Candy. They entered six individuals into the individual tournament. Of course, last night on Thursday, they took fifth place as a team. So they did a great job yesterday, and they've done well so far today. At 114, Isaiah Guzman won his first match by a fall, or tech fall, at 156. And over Christian Pico from Brazee in the first round. In the second round, he also won, and he won by a fall there at 107 over Keaton Elder of Jackson County Central. He's in the semifinals tomorrow.
And then at 121 for Canby.
Okay.
121 for Canby. Eli Greenman ended up winning his first match, tech fall at the 446 point, and then came back his second round and won a 17-2 decision over Trig Olson. So he is also in the semifinals.
Cammy, in those lighter weights, did a good job all season long. At 127, Ringard, a freshman. He lost his first match by fall in 46 seconds to Bo Erdman, and then he Erdman went on to win his next match, so he got a wrestle back, but he lost that. Also, to Caden Neeson from Staples Motley, he ended up 0-2 in the tournament, but gained a lot of experience as he's just a freshman, so he's got three more years of wrestling after that.
And then at 145, Taylor Merritt went out. Got beat by a tech fall in the first round, tough Owen Hart out of Bertha Hewitt, and then Owen Hart got beat, so that eliminated Talon Merritt of Canby out of the tournament.
Okay. At 152, Sam Dreets won his first match 4-2 over Riley Reese from Staples Motley. In the second match, he defeated Mark Seffenman from Perham area, 14-3, and so he's in the semifinals tomorrow morning.
At 160 pounds for Canby, Blake Giese went out first match with Quentin Lewis of Fulton Murray County Central, won a 11-8 decision. Second round went out against Zach Davidson of United North Central, ended up losing that one 13-8. So that put him back in the wrestlebacks, and he came back and pinned Carter Shearer from Eden Valley Watkins in the third period at 4:43. So he is still advancing in the tournament.
At one, that concludes Canby. Mendiota, Adam Zawamek at 133 pounds. Won his first match 10-2 over Reggie George from Osakis. In his second match, he won by fall at 116 over Danny's favorite wrestler, the name of that.
Orgot
from Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. In the next round, he'll be in the semifinals against David Chu from Tracy Milroy Valentin.
And then at 172 pounds for Mendiota, Brock Fear started out the match against Kane Larson, ended up getting tech falled at the 531 point, put him back into the wrestlebacks, ended up getting pinned by Ben Carrier, so he will be out of the tournament. and Carrier was from Chatfield, so that concluded Brock Feeder's season.
For Mineota, senior Eli Gurness won his first match 10-1 over Alex Lee from Westfield. In the second match, he lost a heartbreaker in overtime, 3-2 to Jackson Bardrois from Holdingford, number one ranked wrestler. So it went to overtime. I think he's probably had, well, he's got five losses right now, or he's got like maybe four losses that all went to overtime. So yeah, but he came back strong and won 9-1 over Carson Klein from Fulton Murray County Central. So he'll be in the WrestleBacks tomorrow.
And then the last one for Mineota at 215 pounds, Cale Fear, just a sophomore, so gained some valuable experience down here. Got into the first match, got caught and pinned at the 150 mark. And the second match, he wrestled Jeremy Blasek out of West Central area. It was a good match, no points in the first period. It was 4-0 in the second period. Then they each scored a little bit in the third period. But Jeremy Blasek came out as a 8-4 winner. So that takes Cale Fear out of the tournament.
And then at 215...
Eli Olson, 107.
Oh, okay. Now we'll do
United.
Team United. Eli Olson, in the first match, won a quick call. We missed it. We've been talking about that all day long, about they switch mats. He was scheduled to wrestle on one mat, and they moved him to another, and he went out and he got a pin over Williams Buhlenberg from Bloomington Kennedy in faster than they could put it up what match mat they were going to have it on. We missed it.
It never made the scoreboard.
So yeah,
but it happened.
In his second round, he went against Adrian Vinci from Simley. A tough little eighth grader, and he lost by a score of 7-1. That sent him back into the WrestleBacks. And went into overtime and
ended up getting beat 7-4 by, or winning 7-4, excuse me, to Gage Benz.
Yeah, from Cold Spring Record, we're thinking. So
yep.
He'll be wrestling.
And then at 139 for Team United, Ben Gunnlaugsson went out and won his first match with a fall in the second period at the 230 mark. Came back and had a heck of a match with Jonah Coleman, both juniors, both with tremendous records. It was back and forth. And Jonah Coleman ended up winning that match 13-6. And so then that put Ben back in the WrestleBacks. And then in his last match, he went out against Johnny Ramos. Ended up catching him at the in the third period at the 3:15 mark, because there's only one minute on that first period. So right away in the third period, he caught him and pinned him. So he will be in the WrestleBacks.
So that wraps. Okay, and then at 1:52, Cameron Sather went out and won his first match 9-1 over
Colby
Cameron from Little Falls. So Cameron Sather against Colby Cameron. That was a fun one for us, 9-1. In the second match, another going against one of the best wrestlers by the guillotine in the weight class. Lost 11-6 in a great match.
Caden Nicholas.
He was ahead 4-1 or behind 7-4 after one period, 10-6 after the other, and 11-6 at the end of the match. Great match. And then the Wrestlebacks, he ended up with a 7-0 win over Mason Chilling, a junior. So he's back in the Wrestlebacks. So that wraps up our day here. I want to thank Maynard Meyer and Phil back at the studio for running the board. Paul Ramo for helping us out on finding out what math assignments there are and things like that. And all the sponsors that make these athletic events or school events possible. And when you walk into a merchant, thank them for sponsoring high school sports and stuff. So we'll be back. Wrestling starts with class AAA at 9 o'clock tomorrow, somewhere around that 10 o'clock time period. We may be on the air, depending if the schedule changes or whatever, but Q92 will, when we're going to be on again. So for Danny Lee, this has been Dick Newman saying good night, everyone.
Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP-FM.
I've been living a new way of life that I love so, but I can see the clouds are gathering and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he held you tightly and you didn't even shudder. This is true, for I've been watching you from the window up above. You must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But I guess it's best to know you and the way your heart can sin. I thought we belonged together and our hearts fit like a glove. I was wrong, for I've been watching you from the window up above.